and for all the saints and hopes. So if you want to sing along, please.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'll teach you that. It's going to be 4 o'clock.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Oh, stand by.
There we go.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I don't need that. Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Christine Paquette. Welcome to Knock St. Paul. All right. Messages for this morning. Next Sunday is Remembrance Sunday. Ruth Pentinga will be leading the worship service. The new fridge paper is out, so please put it on your fridge. This month's Agape... Wow. This month's Agape Kids Kitchen is hot and cold cereal. Collection day is December the 7th. The UCW area November gathering is on the 10th. The sign-up form is in the back. The craft show, the Winter Wonderland, Saturday, November 15th. We need help. All the detailing of what help is needed is in the bulletin. Please read. And Mel has an announcement for you guys.
Yeah, please don't forget that, Christine. Hi, my name is Melody. I'm the chair of the church board. I just wanted to bring an announcement this morning. Reverend Aaron is on leave currently until December 4th. If you are in need of pastoral care, please leave a message with the office and we'll do our best to ensure that your needs are met. I'd like to thank Carolyn and Ruth for stepping in to cover the services up until December 4th. And I apologize, there will be no communion today. I think that's it. Thanks.
I just wanted to give everybody an update on how Halloween night went. Wow. I can't think of a better word for it. We packed up, I think it was 286 bags here, or almost the 300. We went through those. It opened at 4:30. By 6:45, we had went through those bags. We got Todd to make an emergency run to go get another 4 boxes of 90 candy. We were still boxed up and ready to leave by 7:30. We went through. It was incredibly popular. We were the table right by the door, so when you walked in, we were the first ones that you saw. And people absolutely loved it. So we just wanted to thank everyone for your support, and it was an incredible event. Now, if I can ask for something one more time, but this time it's not money. We're looking at having a float in the Santa Claus parade. Our idea is to focus, the theme is what Christmas means to you. So our idea is just to have it be more focused on just the baby in the manger with all the animals around. We're going to have people walking who will be dressed as angels or the magi, but for the float itself, I'm wondering if anybody would have any stuffed animals that they'd be willing to loan me so that I can come up and have all the animals around the front of the manger. So the idea is just to have, and hopefully we'll have any people who want to ride on it. I'm looking for 1 to 2 people to be able to help give the kids their bags of candy that they can, or their candy canes, to ride in it if they had any sort of animal costume or even animal ears or something, so that we can look like animals instead of humans. But that's the idea, is it's going to be, the focus is going to be on the manger. So any stuffed animals, cows, horses, donkeys, camels, anything that would have been in the manger that night, we'd appreciate those donations. We will get them back to you as long as you let me know what animal is yours and your name, I'll make sure I get it back to you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Question?
Oh, yes.
I wanted to say that there's a picture on the front page of the Standard Freeholder.
Okay.
You and the church group distributing candy.
Okay.
With the name across from St. Paul's.
Yep.
And I'm wondering who was dressed up?
That was me and Todd.
Oh.
I was in the... Yeah, that was. Yeah, he had the white face paint, and I had the green face. So that was us handing out the candy.
We saw it in the photo.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that okay, that's good to know. We'll have to look that picture up. But thank you.
We may as well make one more announcement and one more clap. I mean, like, the Blue Jays did Canada proud last night, okay? And I'm sure they can hear us, okay? And know that when we needed a boost as a country, they came through for us, and I think that's fantastic. So, and it's fantastic that we have a picture in the Standard Freeholder with our name and showing that is great. That is what that banner was supposed to do, and it's doing its job. So welcome to this first Sunday in November. My goodness, we are getting along here. And for those visitors that we have here this morning, Welcome to Knox St. Paul's. Just a few things. Children are welcome to go downstairs to the Sunday school after the children's time. There's a washroom right through that door at the back, and go through the office and you'll find the washroom. For visitors also, the worship service is on the screen, and I say the words that are in regular text, and your part is capitalized. So, once again, we're so glad that everyone is here this morning. We can never start our worship service without recognizing the land on which this church stands. So as we begin this time of worship, we remember that we are situated on the traditional lands of the Aquanoe, and we acknowledge and give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people on this land. We are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect. So now, yesterday was All Saints Day, and the following introit to honor the saints we know, and the pastoral prayer at the end and the benediction will also be doing the same.
Souls of
The choir is one of the blessings that we have in this church. Longtime believers, new believers, and all who are curious, all are welcome to participate in this time of worship.
We want to see Jesus.
All who are looking with open hearts and eager minds, come and join us for this hour.
We want to show God's transforming love, shown long ago in Jesus.
Like Zacchaeus, we know our lives will change when we commit to following Jesus, the teacher.
Like Zacchaeus, may our encounter today with Jesus
we are partners, participants in the work of God.
Together we are united to help in a city where no one journeys alone.
God gives us the vision, so let us go to see others as our sisters and brothers. We are now going to sing, Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love. Prayer of Confession. O God, sometimes we cannot see you.
We search for you and have to strain to hear your voice.
And yet, you come to us where we are in our lives.
You forgive us and change our hearts in the unwavering love of your Son, Jesus.
Forgive us again as we thank you for your presence in our lives.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The scripture reading tells us that God's love will find us, no matter how far away we are from the Word. Just as Jesus found Zacchaeus hiding in a tree, God will find us and bring us home. It does not matter what we have done wrong. We still belong to God. This is the good news of the gospel. And so, we are going to, and I have some actions for this, Rosemary, so I'll go through the actions first. So, you pressed it and it worked? Really? Anyway, it's always nice to get a little bit of movement. So the hymn we're going to sing before and after The Young at Heart has some actions to it. So the first verse, which we will sing four times, the first line is, we give our thanks to God. So we're going to go, right? And we give our hand to you. So extend your hand out because you reached for us. We give our eyes to you because you looked for us. So let's go. Going to have some help with this. I don't know. I think maybe if any of the children want to come up, some don't feel like they're children anymore. So, but I needed some help with this. Are you going to come up? Oh, that's good. I'll let you have one. You can have one of those, as long as you don't put it in your mouth. Okay. And we have some more. There we go. And so, you can sit over here. Yeah. So, first of all, I'm going to ask some questions. I'm going to ask some questions. How many of you feel when you're in a crowd, how bad does it feel when you can't see? Can't see what's going on because there's such a crowd. Especially when you're little. You definitely can't see, right? When there's a big crowd. Okay? If you go out somewhere, like to a parade or to an event, you want to see too, but you can't. Well, that happened. Just so you folks know, these are little people along here. They couldn't get littler. And so I'm going to tell you a story. First of all, there was great excitement in the city. Jesus was coming. And so Jesus is going to walk along. There he goes. But Zacchaeus, who is very, very short, wanted to see him too. So how can I do this? Look at all those people. How can I see? I can go up a tree. Nobody will see me, but I will see Jesus. And that's what I want to do. So Jesus comes all the way over here. And what does he do? In all that tree, he saw Zacchaeus. And he thought, I love it. You're listening really. Yeah. And so he looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree. And that's what Zacchaeus did. Because I'm going to your house. Now, in those days, it wouldn't have been so strange because people did feed travelers as they came through their town, even if they didn't know them. That was just how it was back then because you didn't have a McDonald's and you didn't have any hotels or anything. So Zacchaeus was shocked. And so he took, and so were the people, because they didn't actually like Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector. So he wasn't the most popular person in town, but him and Jesus went to Zacchaeus' home. But what I want to stress right now is that Jesus saw him and called him by name. The most amazing thing. And he knew the name of all these people because that's what Jesus does. He knows our names. He knows how many hairs we have on our head. He knows us because he sees us. He sees us all the time. You're happy about that. She smiled. She thought that was a good thing. Right? Do you think it's a good thing? Eh? Yeah. And yes. And we should too. Always remember that Jesus is there seeing us, not judging us, but seeing us right where we are. And he wants to be there for us. And isn't that wonderful? So I'm going to say a little prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for teaching us so many things when Jesus was alive. And he healed people. He talked to people. He listened to people, even if others didn't want to talk to those people.
Thank you for always being with us, Jesus, and seeing us just as we are, and loving us just as we are. Amen. So I know there's Sunday school. If you want to go downstairs, do you want to go down? And because she has stuff for you, she's excited. She wants everyone to go down. And we will, I'll do the two other verses that we're going to do because there's actions to those too. So the first one is, we give our feet to you. So we, of course, stamp our feet. We give our hearts to you, which will you pat our chests. So, here we go.
She grabbed them in her papers.
Okay.
So they decided to be proactive this morning and put them on the lectern.
The prayer for illumination. Illuminating God, as we read of Zacchaeus' journey, open our eyes to the paths we've climbed to avoid you. Startle us with your grace, even when it comes in unexpected ways, and stir our hearts to respond with radical, faithful action. Help us to see beyond our own limitations and insecurities, to recognize Jesus' love and authority in our lives. Grant us the courage to dismantle the barriers that hinder us, and to be transformed by your word into faithful witnesses, just as Zacchaeus was. Our first focus lesson is Psalm 92. Good to give you thanks, O God, to sing praises to your name, O Most High,
to tell of your love in the morning and your faithfulness during the night.
With a 10-string lute and harp, with voice and lyre together.
For you, O God, have made me glad by your work. I shout my joy at the works of your hands.
The just shall flourish like the date palm, and increase like the cedars of Lebanon.
Land in God's house, they will flourish in the courts of our God.
In old age, they still produce fruit, thriving and full of vigor.
They will show that God is just, God our rock, in whom there is no wrong.
Our scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man, and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. What business does he have getting cozy with this crook? Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay four times the damages." Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost." May our sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul United Church to hear God's continuing call to us.
I know I went through the story with the children, but there's many ways of learning a story. So this was one way, and then I'm going to paint a bigger picture of what happened that day when Zacchaeus had his encounter with Jesus. Now, in Jesus' time, Jericho was a flourishing city. It was very important. It was a crossroad for travelers. It was a vital stopping place for travelers going to and from Jerusalem. It served as a winter resort for the wealthy, with rulers like Herod the Great building winter palaces. And the area was also known for its luxury goods, such as dates, spices, and perfumes. Yet, for all that wealth, there was such poverty. Many poor and marginalized people, such as the blind beggars you heard about in other scripture readings from the Gospels, they gathered along the road begging passerbys for just a little crumb of something. Here we find Zacchaeus. Not only was he a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. Now, tax collectors were working for the hated Romans. In those times,
They weren't just unpopular, they were despised, seen as traitors. They were in with the Roman oppressors. To the other Jews, they were outcasts, the ones you avoided at the market, the ones you complained bitterly about behind their backs. Because it was common knowledge that the tax collectors cheated the people they collected from. They skimmed off the top, collecting more than was required, and they kept it for themselves. Everyone understood that's how it worked. So as chief tax collector, Zacchaeus knew how to work the system more than the others did. So he benefited greatly from the job he had, making him very wealthy, sure, but at what cost? His wealth came at the expense of having no friends, and probably even his family despised him. Then came the day that we heard about in the scripture reading this morning. Imagine how excited those people were in Jericho. When the news spread that Jesus, the miracle worker, the teacher, the one that some dared to call Messiah, was passing through. Everyone would have been rushing out to claim a spot along the road. There would have been a huge crowd gathering. All they wanted was a chance to look at Jesus and maybe even have a chance to talk to him. And Zacchaeus was amongst those people, and he desperately wanted to see Jesus. But because, as I said before, he was very short, he faced a problem. What could he do? So as I mentioned to the children, he discovered a sycamore tree, and he rushed ahead and he climbed that tree. The sycamore trees were there was lots of leaves on them, so he knew that he could hide and no one would see him. Then we know that there was a reason why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He thought about his life and how he had money but nothing else. So he wanted to change his life. That's why he wanted to see Jesus. And then in that moment, something incredible happens. Jesus stops right under that tree and looks up. He sees Zacchaeus. He calls him by name. "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Can you imagine the shock? Not only for Zacchaeus, but to the crowd. They had all seen this. They witnessed it. Jesus this rabbi, this healer, this man who speaks with authority, wants to spend time with someone like Zacchaeus, an outcast. But that was just like Jesus. He sees us, he knows us by name, and he invites himself into our lives, no matter what is going on in our lives. He sees us and wants to be there for us. Jesus doesn't wait for Zacchaeus to come down. He doesn't wait for him to get his act together. He meets him right where he was, up that tree, desperate to change his life. Seeing others as Jesus did, that is at the heart of our vision here at Knox St. Paul's, our vision that we repeat every Sunday, helping build a city where no one journeys alone. We repeat it every Sunday to remind ourselves of what we are striving for as a church. To see people, to know them by name, to let them know that they have a welcome here, a place to be, where they can be themselves. We reach out in the community to be there for others in so many ways. It's in the bulletin most Sundays, the things that we do. Agape Kids Community Kitchen. The Feed My Sheep at Agape on statutory holidays that we have been doing for years. Pride Sunday and participation in the Pride Festival. Our new venture, taking part, as Kim mentioned earlier, the Halloween at the Optimist Club. That was supposed to be in the park, but it rained. And there they were, and there we were, and others saw us there. Next up, as Kim also mentioned, is the Santa Claus Parade. And every year we have a Christmas project that helps others in the community. Long-time involvement with Cornwall Interfaith Partnership, and our new involvement, sharing our building with the Swahili faith community. Who knows what is on the horizon for us next? We can be assured that Jesus will be with us every step of the way with whatever project we take on, helping us to see what others might not see or they might miss. All of us can learn from Jesus the importance of noticing, especially noticing people who are on the margin, the edges, who may be considered by some as outsiders. They may not be up a sycamore tree, but they are still waiting to be noticed. Be noticed by someone who wants to talk to them, who wants to respect them for who they are, wants to listen to them. Jesus had a lot to say about how to treat other people. His whole life was an example of how we should live our lives, how we should be on the lookout for those that need us. It is about being the hands and feet of Jesus, allowing his love to flow through us. When I think of being the hands and feet of Jesus, my thoughts always turn to the words from Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. You are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, yours are the body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body on earth but yours. Now, she wrote those words in the 15th century, but those words are still true today as when she wrote them. So let's step out in faith. Let's help someone climb out of their sycamore tree as we continue to smile and welcome people into our church family, as we look for new ways to be out there in the community. Let's watch in awe as Jesus' gospel powerfully works to transform lives, including our own and our community. This is our vision. This is our calling. In closing, I ask you to reflect on Zacchaeus' story, reminding us that our vision is about people, about seeing them, embracing them, and our church continuing to be transformed, to become the church God wants us to be. Amen. We are now going to sing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior."
Thank you.
now comes a time in the worship service called faith sharing. This is a time when we can talk about how we felt Jesus or God, the three in one, in our lives this week. Or maybe there was something during the worship service that touched your heart and you want to share it with others. If no one has anything to say, then we will sit in holy silence.
Not really faith sharing, but, hi, my name is Susan Blois. I am the daughter of Ann Blois.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, yeah, not everybody would know me. So, special weekend this weekend. My mother has turned 80 yesterday. It was her 80th birthday. Yeah. And there's not much you can do for somebody that is so loving and caring and giving and loves the world so much, but we do want to say hello and maybe have a little tea party downstairs after for you. So if everybody would like to join us downstairs for a cup of tea and maybe a little snack, feel free to. So that's my faith sharing for today. It was really not sharing. Hi everyone, my name is Sophie, and God put on my heart this morning to acknowledge two wonderful people that are constantly giving when they are the ones that had so much things happen to them. They are thinking outside of themselves and their own needs to be able to share the love, no matter how they feel or how the pain is through going through a big event like a fire. They have been devoted so much to this church and to just going above and beyond. And I really think that they should be really acknowledged, because I think that's what God wants us to do, is that no matter how much pain we are suffering from, to kind of just look outside of ourselves and realize that we are here to love each other, not to be loved, but to love others. And I think that Todd and Kim has showed us this through their devotion to the church. So if we can really send them a lot of love on their new journey that they are on, and maybe just applaud them, guys.
Thank you. I just want to encourage us all to pray for Erin, our minister. Yes. Maybe you're already adding her to the prayers for the people, but even if you are, you aren't. For whatever reason, she's off. I want us all to keep her in our prayers and our thoughts, and hopefully we will see her back here on December 4th. Right. So thank you for that. And I'm Ruth.
Yeah.
They were ruthless.
Now's the time when we bring up the offering that we put in that little white church at the back. That's the financial part. But we also bring up all the things that we do to help others as a church, as ourselves. All those things we give to the church. We also bring up the prayer stones that we have at the back that people can hold, have a prayer, put in the basket, and they come up to the front and we pray for them during the pastoral prayer. Overlook the Zacchaeuses in our midst. The father short of money, the woman short of hope, the children short of food. As we offer our gifts, we pray you might open our hearts to recognize all around us, especially those looking for you in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. God of the ages, we praise you for all your servants who have done justice, loved mercy, and walked humbly with you. We praise you, O God, for all apostles and martyrs and saints of every time and place who in life and death have witnessed
to your truth and love. We praise you, O God, for all those who answered your call to preach the good news of the gospel, to administer your sacraments of grace and love, and for those who devoted their lives to teaching your word and sharing the inspiration of the Holy Word with others, whether it be at home or in foreign lands. We praise you, O God, for those who showed compassion to the least, feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger and offering mercy and forgiveness to those who have gone astray. We praise you, O God, for those who were willing to lose their lives in service to others, caring for the sick, comforting the dying, visiting the lonely, and consoling those in grief. We praise you, O God, and we especially honor the memory of those individuals of this congregation who have lived amongst us and shared their faith in personal ways, who have finished the race and are now reigning with you on high. In addition, O God, we honor the memory of those who have graced our lives at other times and in other ways, those whose names we lift up before you in our hearts now. This morning, we also recognize all those prayers that are represented in the prayer stones that lay on the communion table, and those prayers so painful that they lay silent in our hearts, too painful to speak out loud. All this we bring to you as we say the prayer together that your Son Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is How Firm a Foundation.
Thank you. world with gratitude for those who have inspired you, challenged you, encouraged you, and given you life. Know that they bless you still. Go into the world with the strength of these saints and with the blessing of God, for we are all saints in the making. Go inspire, shine, and bless.